I'm Rona Tarrant. Pope Francis has written to Catholics in Chile to apologise for the Church's failure to listen and defend survivors of clerical sexual abuse. The Vatican also announced that the Pope will send Archbishop Charles Scicluna and Father Jordi Farnos back to Chile with the aim of advancing the process of healing for abuse victims. Pope Francis is hosting a second group of clerical abuse victims from Chile at the Santa Marta residence from today until Sunday. The Archdiocese of St. Paul and Minneapolis has reached a consensual plan with a committee representing clergy sexual abuse survivors to resolve its bankruptcy. The plan offers $210 million for restitution to claimants and is the largest ever reached in a bankruptcy case related to clergy sexual abuse. Archbishop Bernard Ebda said the plan avoids further litigation and allows the local church to carry on with its mission. He also expressed gratitude for the survivors who have come forward. French President Emmanuel Macron has said the US decision to impose tariffs on European, Canadian and Mexican metals exports was illegal and a mistake. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau described the tariffs as totally unacceptable, with the country planning retaliatory measures. It followed the announcement earlier that the US would impose tariffs on steel and aluminium imports from midnight in an effort to improve the domestic industry. A coalition government has been agreed in Italy, ending months of uncertainty in the EU's fourth biggest economy. Prime Minister-designate Giuseppe Conte presented his list of ministers to President Sergio Mattarella, all of whom are from the anti-establishment Five Star Movement and Nationalist League Party. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.